When we take a look at these first readings into the gospel, it kind of actually reminds me that we're in the middle of flu season, that kind of sickness is all around us. And many of us take measures to avoid the flu, to prevent it. Because I think a lot of us, you know, maybe we like the idea of a sick day, but when we're actually sick, it's another question. It's another story, actually. In fact, last year when I got really dehydrated and really sick, and as I was losing all these nutrients, I became really weak. It wasn't until some of my friends came and found me and started to nurse me back to health, and I had a sick day the next day. And you just kind of sit in your bed. You can't really do much. And while it was restful, and while I was weak, there was one thing that was actually the hardest. And that was the isolation. That I couldn't be with my friends, even if we were just going to class. I couldn't be with people who I enjoyed their company, and I just had to be isolated. And that's not to say that sometimes you don't need isolation, especially when you're sick, right? If we're contagious, we want to protect others, and so we take a step back. But isolation doesn't actually heal us. Isolation, all it can do is prevent the disease from spreading. And maybe because we feel it the most in sickness, we don't exactly notice that isolation happens in other places. That a lot of times we live lives where we isolate ourselves from others. Maybe we've all had the experience, or maybe we've had the experience of being in a room where there's tons of people and yet we feel alone. Or maybe we've gone to church and there's people who sit next to us, but we feel like, am I really even known? And a lot of times this isolation is self-inflicted. Because maybe we look at ourselves and we see our faults and our failings and we say, well, if people actually really knew me, maybe they wouldn't like me. Maybe if I actually talked to this person, maybe they would judge me. And so we put up barriers. We create little forts. And we say, well, let me just fix myself. Maybe just fix this one thing about me, then I'll go be with people. Then I'll have a relationship. And in fact, we actually do what Leviticus says. We say to everyone, I'm unclean. Don't come near me. I'm not ready yet. Now, this isn't to say that we don't have faults. Nor am I saying that we should ignore our faults. But that's only half the story. Because Leviticus, the Old Testament, all it could do was prevent. All it could do was create a boundary so that disease, uncleanliness, couldn't spread further. It couldn't heal. And yet Jesus comes on the scene. And he comes to heal us. Comes to make us clean. And comes to save us from our self-made loneliness. Because that's really, at the end of the day, what we really want. To be in relationship, to be in communion, to know that we are known, to love and to be loved. Because the truth is, I can't fix myself. No matter how hard I try to work on one thing, there will always be something else that I need to work on. And in fact, the more things that I get, the more things that I gain, I find it harder and harder to find myself interacting with people. In fact, this morning I was talking with Father Damien and he mentioned to me a Wall Street Journal article. And the author mentioned how at this time in history, in terms of security, in terms of comfort, in terms of wealth, it is the best time to be living. Unemployment rather 20 years ago was 11%, now it's 3%. Literacy is up. All these great things are happening. And yet, the author is like, why are people complaining? Why are they still unhappy? Because the truth is, while we have all this wealth, depression and anxiety are at their highest. There's still so much unhappiness in the world. There's still much where people are still searching. And that actually doesn't surprise me. Because wealth, security, all these things that are good, but they cannot give us the one thing that we long for. The one thing that we really want. To be in communion. To be with others. To be with God. And even when we have those things, maybe even sometimes those things keep us from seeing that we need Him. Because the truth is, Jesus wants to tell us the words that He spoke to this man. I do will it. I do will it. I want to make you clean. Because we may have a desire for God, but God has an even greater desire for us. But even that, Jesus still gives us that free will. He still gives us the chance to ask for it. And He wants us to ask. Because asking for it increases our desire. And so you see this man, who is actually very bold. And he walks straight up to Jesus, even though he's supposed to be on the outskirts. He's supposed to be on the outskirts saying, I'm unclean, don't come near me. And yet he walks straight to Jesus. He probably horrified a lot of people. He probably got a lot of dirty looks. But he kept his eyes on Jesus. And he says, Lord, if you will it, you can make me clean. And that's important, that he said, you can make me clean, instead of saying, you can heal me. Because this man wasn't just worried about healing his physical self. He wanted to come back into communion. He wanted to be connected back to God and His people. So you, Jesus, can make me clean. And just as this man did the unthinkable, just as this man did this bold move, Jesus does the unthinkable. He reaches out and touches him. He didn't have to do that. We see many times in the Gospels where all he has to do is just say, you be healed, and they're healed. But he touches this man to show us that he's unafraid. That he's unafraid of our sickness. That he's unafraid of our brokenness. That he says, yes, I know you're unclean. But I want to embrace you anyway. I want to hold you anyway. Jesus desires us to have this type of confidence. The confidence of knowing that we have been loved not in spite of our sickness, but because of it. That at the end of the day, He has been with us through this whole time. And He wants even more to heal us, to love us, to be with us. And when we know this love, when we have this confidence, this boldness, then everything can be done for the greater glory of God. Whether I'm sick or healthy, whether I'm noticed or not noticed, whether I'm successful or I feel like I'm a failure, everything can be handed over to Jesus. Everything can be transformed by Jesus. Everything can be healed by Jesus. Today, ask for that boldness. Ask to be like this leper who comes forward with his eyes fixed on Jesus. To have that confidence to say, Lord, if you will it, you can make me clean. And hear those words. Hear those words spoken to you. I do will it. Be made clean. I do will it. Come into my embrace.